All right. Thank you.
As he began his town hall meeting at Newark's restaurant, Chris Christie told a story about a campaign trip he made to Maine with Governor Paul LePage.
We went to visit to a diner, and then we did a press availability, and it was a kind of, you can, I know you'll find this hard to believe, but it was a little bit of a raucous press availability with me and LePage, right? We're taking turns who's giving the press a harder time, and
Christie, of course, has made his reputation for blunt talk the centerpiece of his presidential bid. His events are billed as telling-it-like-it-is town halls. LePage, meanwhile, is well-known in Maine for being candid and combative toward political opponents, the press, and government agencies. Once he called the IRS, quote, the new Gestapo, which he partially walked back. But there wasn't much in the way of verbal fireworks at this nearly two-hour event. Perhaps the closest such moment came when the two governors spoke about energy policy. Christie said it was, quote, stupid that the U.S. hasn't moved forward with the Keystone XL pipeline project, and he criticized the regional greenhouse gas initiative.
Which is a northeastern disaster. And as governor, I pulled out of it, and I haven't regretted it for a minute.
LePage said that as wind and solar move forward, U.S. energy policy should also have room for other alternatives.
I will argue that hydro is a clean energy. I will argue that nuclear is a clean energy. I will argue that geothermal is a clean energy.
Many of their answers came with humor, such as when Christie used rock climbing walls on college campuses as a symbol of the growing cost of higher education.
I asked them at UNH, do you have rock climbing walls? They said yes. I said, you have rocks. I mean, you have rocks. Why aren't you going outside and climbing the real rocks?
Walls of a different kind came up during a discussion of immigration. Christie called for better fencing along parts of the southern border, but said what he supported was different from Donald Trump's proposal.
Not a 1,900-mile-long wall, okay? It's not going to happen. I don't care how many times it gets repeated. It's not going to happen, and let me remind you of one other thing. I've met President Peña Nieto of Mexico a couple of times. I don't care who asks him. He's not paying for it.
Christie's reference to Trump, albeit not by name, was a reminder that there are many Republicans trying to position themselves as the single truth-teller of the presidential field. Christie said endorsements from Paul LePage and another governor with a similar style, Larry Hogan of Maryland, bolster his claim to that title. Critics say there's more to these governors than candor, though. LePage won re-election in 2014, but his second term, if anything, has been more contentious than his first. And Christie continues to face questions over his aide's alleged involvement in the George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal, though the governor himself hasn't been implicated, and he said there's been no proof of any wrongdoing thus far. Supporters say instances like these are merely what happens when governors challenge the status quo. David Martin of Dover says Christie should keep that in mind as he campaigns here.
I think like everybody else, it's just grassroots. You got to just visit with the people. And the guy is really honest, and he's really easy to talk to. And I think that's going to resonate with voters.
What Martin described is essentially how Christie described his campaign strategy. More town hall events, more frank exchanges with voters, and more events with Paul LePage here in New Hampshire, and maybe beyond, too.
So now LePage and I are going to bring this act to Washington.
You got it.
We're going to bring this act to Washington, and I know they're not prepared, but that's good. They shouldn't be.
Those events will come later, though. Today, Christie makes several stops in New Hampshire with a different New Englander on hand, Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzes. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.